This is KBOO Portland. It's creeping up on 10 a.m., at which time we will hear Express Yourself. On this episode, G interviews spoken word artist Ketz for the Soul and Jay Ketz, two brothers, about their spoken word journeys. And at 10:30, film at 11, KBOO's own Jenna joins the team along with a surprise guest to discuss the Jim Henson Company's The Dark Crystal, the movie, and now a series. At 11, Digital Divide, author, musician, lyricist John Shirley talks live in the studio about his two soon-to-be-released novels. And you can hear all these programs later on at kboo.fm or on iTunes or Google Play. For a third way to listen to all your favorite KBOO programming, download the mobile app today. And now, as promised, this is Express Yourself.
This is Ketz for the Soul.
Hey, what's up? This is Jay Ketz.
And you're listening to Express Yourself on KBOO 90.7.
Good morning, everybody. You are now tuned in to Express Yourself on KBOO Community Radio 90.7. I'm your host, Jai, and this show features talented spoken word artists, rappers, poets, and singers from around the Portland metropolitan area. On today's show, I have the utmost pleasure of talking with Portland-based natives, Ketz for the Soul and Jay Ketz, two brothers, about their journey to their spoken word careers. Ketz for the Soul and Jay Ketz have both been writing music for a while. Welcome to the show, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thank you. What's up?
All right, let's get this show on the road. I'll ask you, Ketz for the Soul, first this question. When did you first start writing poetry?
I think it was like second grade. I picked up a pen and I started writing some dumb verses, and I've been writing ever since, filling journals and filling papers in and outside of class ever since.
That's cool. What about you, Jay Ketz?
Hey, yo, I guess it was since my brother was in second grade and he picked up a pen. He started writing, and like as he like started writing more and more, he got like me into it. And then by the time I was in like sixth grade or something, I started like writing a bunch as well.
Mm. That's really dope, really dope. What inspires each of you to write poetry or raps or songs?
Yeah.
Because y'all are like artists, poets.
So I think when you find what that thing is, that you know how to express yourself in like the best way you possibly know how. Mm-hmm. Once you figure that out, you have to keep doing that. And so for me, that was music. That was writing lyrics. That was whatever was around me, how I was feeling. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make sure that other people could not only feel connected, but feel the impact of what I'm saying and feel the weight of it. And so for me, lyrics, music, rapping, that's not just writing words down. That's the way I know how to breathe. Mm. And so I cannot survive in this world without expressing myself in my most purest form that I know how, and that's music.
I like that. I like that. What about you, Jay Ketz?
I guess there's like multiple things that like keep inspiring me to write. One of them is just that it brings me joy and there's so much freedom in it. But another thing is just that like the power to bring out emotion in people, especially with connected to social work in a sense. And because a lot of the times people are desensitized with their screens. They're always seeing someone dying on the news or on their phones or on social media or whatever. And a lot of the times people need to be shocked emotionally into taking action. And something that has never ceased to shock people into having this overwhelming emotion of sadness or anger or something to like take action is art. And spoken word and poetry and music is definitely part of that. And that's something that I've really loved about the art.
I like that. I like that. So how long have you guys been performing?
I would say for me, probably like 2 or 3 years here and there. There were some spots in high school where I got to perform, but kind of whenever the opportunity jumps up.
Yeah.
Basically same, but I did do the talent show in sixth grade.
And you're still in high school.
And I'm still in high school. But I did the talent show in sixth grade, and that was the first time I performed.
So that's wild, because I did the talent show in eighth grade, and that's the first time I think I did my performance in rap.
Yeah.
So then he did it in sixth grade, and I was like, yo, so hyped for him.
That's really
cool. To do like that middle school like thing, you know?
Yeah. That's cool, actually, that y'all got started early, because I didn't start performing until my junior year of college.
Wow.
2 years ago. And that was the first time I performed. And then the second time I performed was actually this year. So I've only performed twice in my life in front of people. So that's really good.
But you have all those experiences from all the time that you've been alive, right? To transcribe those right into a message that you can connect with others.
Ooh.
So it was the time.
I like that. You know? Yes. No, you are absolutely correct. So this question, I'm going to ask you both individually. So starting out with Kes for the Soul, what inspired that name?
So I don't like shallow things, shallowness, shallow conversations. And so, you know, I really believe like the word choice that I pick, the type of emotion that I want to bring out, like I don't want it just to be some surface level stuff. I want it to be something that connects on a deeper level. And because I know that I'm communicating and I'm reaching within my soul to connect with others. I hope that it touches their soul as well.
What about you, Jay Katz?
So I still am like looking for like the right name. But like right before this, I had it as Yumku Katz. And the reason I had that is because Yumku in Mayan, I'm half Mayan. My dad.
What? Me too.
What?
Crazy. What? Yeah. Whoa.
Our dad comes from Quintana Roo, Mexico. And in Maya, Yumku refers to God. So I'm Christian by faith. And so in that name, it's putting like God before myself.
I like that.
But I'm still searching for the right name. I like JKS just because it kind of some like it's like who like it's my initial and like who I am. But also I don't want to be like a J. Cole wannabe either, you know? So I'm just still looking for a good the perfect name, I guess.
That's cool.
It'll pop up.
Yeah.
It'll pop up. Mine popped up in high school, so.
So I'm gonna ask this next question first to Kes for the Soul. What will be the first rap or poem that you'll be sharing with us today?
So, you know, 4th of July just passed, and I got really frustrated because a lot of people celebrating freedom, and I'm all for freedom, but at the same time, you know, like, what is freedom? And because for some people, like, 4th of July, like, for some people, freedom is selective because not everybody has freedom. You know, there's people right now in detention centers that are treated less than human. And so for me, like, how could I be 100% confident in that, knowing that other people have their freedom literally taken away?
Yeah.
You know, and this is no negativity to people that are fighting on behalf of the country, because they're trying to fight for freedom. But this is more so about laws and injustices that are in place that prevent people from having freedom. So if you're going to say it's freedom, that should be freedom for everybody, not just a select. And so that's what I wrote this piece. I was listening to J. Cole, and so I was listening to his High for Hours. And so I wrote it to that instrumental, which we're not going to be able to play, but I can still rehearse it. So
there you go.
So this is called Freedom by Kes for the Soul. I dare somebody ask what really bothers me. I can't see the future, but I've been getting prophecies of these kids in poverty. They playing life's Monopoly, picking any piece because they know subconsciously that they will always be a tenant. Parents' bank account is fighting. They will always be defensive. White walls, all I see is white walls. White halls, all I see is white malls. White cops, all I see is white calls. And I'm tired of trying to check my feed. President, the only thing you do is tweet. See, I've been confused with who I am, standing out like red lights that you see on ambulance. I try to tell my friends we end, so we begin. We descend into a world full of oblivion. Slave for a check, got us wishing we were kids again. We all got shells like the outside of M&M's. Justice is a bull and my community is in the pen. Fast forward the movie because some people only see the end. I think back to when I turned to Channel 53. Malcolm in the Middle, Dewey Reese on my TV screen. Maybe they should switch the name. Maybe it should be Malcolm in the Middle, already born steps ahead of me. If life is a bullet, does that mean we are the Kennedys? My thoughts go heavy center like a paperweight, a centerpiece. What's rain to you? What's hail to me? What's food to you? What's a meal to me? What's a check to you? Cause it's all I see. What's a car to you? What's the bus to me? What's drugs to me? What's the future to you? Cause hope is all I see. Hope is all I see. The system's cuffed up like rapists in jail. Dante didn't write about this layer of hell where cops pull guns like they playing show and tell. And people of color have been set up to fail. These are the realities that we know very well. No path to follow, so we make our own trail. Breaking down more doors than in a hotel. And well, oh well. I want a word with freedom, so tell me freedom, are you real, or are you just selective freedom? Because I got a lot of family that dream of freedom, but this administration won't let them keep their freedom. They dream of voting, they dream of being treated like humans, because all society sees is demons. That's why I'm getting tired of all your fake hack reasons, while we got families in detention centers that ain't eating. So America, how can I celebrate your freedom? What's rain to you? What's hail to me? What's food to you? What's a meal to me? What's a check to you? Cause it's all I see. What's a car to you? What's the bus to me? What's a degree to you? What's drugs to me? What's the future to you? Cause hope is all I see.
Snaps all around. That was really good.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Like that, that was... Wow, I legit speechless, no words. I, Jay Ketz, do you have any words? I'm like over here like don't even know what to say about that. No,
just some snaps.
Yes, give it up for him. Get some snaps. Some snaps. Thank
you. Thank you. Much love.
Yes, yes, that was deep. That was deep. All right, so next we're gonna hear from Jay Ketz.
So I'm going into my senior year of high school. You know, I'm starting this college application process.
Yes.
And. In that process, writing like these college essays and stuff, a big thing that me and like some of my friends have been talking about is like pain narratives and how a lot of the time is like in these essays, colleges kind of look for like people competing for who has the worst story or has been through the worst thing, and that it's so focused on the negative, and. Like that's all you see about a person is like their struggle and not their rise from their struggle. And so I noticed I've seen that a lot in poetry too, which isn't necessarily a bad thing because your story is powerful and it's amazing to share your struggle so other people can relate to you.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard like any happy poems like a lot. So this poem, this spoken word titled 3 Years After Heartbreak is just supposed to be the opposite of a pain narrative and just a happy poem.
Dang, there ain't that many happy poems. That's good.
Yeah. Spit them bars, son. Spit them bars.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Today, I woke up awake with an energetic jolt like God splashed a little bit of liquid gold on my face. I jump out of bed if it wasn't so cold in the morning. But after I donned my robes, I sipped agua from a chalice. Ate a delectable empanada made from callous loving hands. I got zenithal energy. Somebody trying to put me down would be like attempting to be cutting sand. And even if they succeeded, I would just erode into the breeze, wrap the horizon in a hug. My pupils felt a tug towards the tweeting of the birds, so I decided to walk outside. The sun kissed my back into sweet honey graham cracker skin. The air is thin at my altitude. The love is thick in my attitude. It was a sunny day. Sunlight flooding the streets like putty clay, the color of butterfly wings, meaning it was bright, beautiful energy I could mold with my bare soul. It looked how it sounds like when Selena sings a beautiful day. Día bonito, hatsutskin, my smile beamed the epicenter of the ring of positivity around me. Optimism with a hint of eroticism, because nothing is sexier than someone living authentically, unapologetically their best life, wearing what they feel comfortable in and that they feel comfortable in it, and no dirty looks can make them start second guessing, guess again. If you think you got a slander on us, we ain't already cut ourselves with. Our scars have healed, or maybe they're still open wounds, but whatever the case, we'll be. And we're gonna let some babbling buffoon who couldn't even feel the shadow of our middle fingers get to us. My body was whittled from the finest oak, a log cabin cozy home made just for me. Every curve and crevice and chip and splinter unique and beautiful. Why would I ever evict myself? I was walking past an eclectic of kleptomaniacs constantly stealing books of me. I wave at them. Daggers in the daylight, they look at me like, look at this dude with the audacity to make eye contact and smile. But the fact of the matter is, I just don't care today. Not like, I don't care, I'm going to chug 5 Red Bulls in 1 hour. I don't care. More like, I don't care if I'm awkward or I embarrass myself when I tell you that I notice how beautiful your soul is, your glow is. I recognize the canyon in your cheeks, underwater, hard to breathe in some moments. But I've watched the time lapse and you're blooming like a lotus. I just thought that you should know this. Any little reddening of my cheeks is nothing compared to the smile you wear like a crown. Your body, a castle. It's okay to unlock your gates and let love overflow.
Oh, can we give it up for Jay Katz? Wow. I loved how you mixed Spanish in there.
Thank you.
Like, that reaches two different audiences. Individuals who speak English, individuals who speak Spanish. I see three. And then bilinguists. Like, that... Snap.
Thank you.
Snap. Catch for the soul. Any thoughts? Any comments?
That's my little brother, man. He goes off. He goes off.
That's for real. That's word.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Express Yourself here on KBOO 90.7. In the studio today, I'm talking with Catch for the Soul and Jay Katz, two brothers, about their journey to spoken word.
Right now, I want to talk to Katz for the Soul about his collaboration on Izzy Israel's EP entitled Reverse Introversion. The song y'all collaborated on is called Scars. So,
yeah,
Iz kind of mentioned briefly how the song came about when he was on the show last time, but it wasn't like a full in-depth story or description like what you were telling me earlier. So can you expound more on, you know, like, where the ideas for the song came from and how the whole song came about?
Yeah, so I showed him the instrumental at lunch one day. That's super random. But later in the day, we were kind of like, I don't know, there was this vibe of emotion that was like, I guess it was sad or some sort of just something was going on. And, you know, he's one of my best friends, so I feel like I can sense that in him. He can sense that in me. And so so we were just quiet, and I was like, yo, we should play the instrumental. We were driving to Newburgh because we had to hit up Nordstrom Rack real quick just to see if we could have some steals. But on a college budget, you guys got to be careful.
I know the feeling.
So we were driving back, and we started playing the song in the car. So I was driving, and I was like, yo, Iz, you know, we should record this and we'll just freestyle and see what happens. And so he was like, okay, cool, let's do it. And so I start freestyling, and then pretty soon, like, he starts adding in some stuff. And then we create a chorus, and then I freestyle a verse, and we kind of like try to rough edit to final draft this chorus in a freestyle. So it was really weird. And then I freestyled another verse, and then I freestyled another one. And so when we got to Newburgh, we went straight to the studio with the one and only Luke DiLorenzo, and he's really dope. This guy is really great at mastering music. He's phenomenal. Really good dude. And so we went to the studio, we met up with Luke, and basically, like, it was like all this emotion, all this energy that just had to be transformed into music. And so what I did was, I literally got my phone out, I played the video of the freestyle of the song, and I wrote it down, and then we went straight into the studio, and we basically, like, I think we almost finished the whole song that night. If not, I think we did, yeah. At least the majority of it. And that's kind of how it came to be. So, yeah. And it was really good, though, because it was one of those moments where, like, you're in the studio for hours and it feels like you were there for seconds. And, like, you're hungry, but you're eating, like, the creativity that is constantly just growing within you. Especially, like, when you have this type of feeling that you need to transform into the mic. And so that's how that song came about. And now you can catch it on Apple Music, Spotify, all streaming
iTunes,
platforms.
YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, make sure to if you don't get a chance, Cats for the Soul on all platforms. SoundCloud.
I'm actually gonna play the song now so that they can listen to Scars.
Cool.
For those of you who did not get a chance to listen to last time's program, Izzy Is Real was on the show. That's who Cats for the Soul is referencing now. They both did a collaboration on Izzy Is Real's EP, Reverse Introversion. So this song that I'm about to play is called Scars. So listen up.
Why is it that when I'm drowning, people just tell me to breathe, inhale? Afraid to trust because no one else knows the full story about honestly honest me. Their advice meant to save me left me falling like Simba. Death by scars. Lose a hand on life like Anakin. Crazy how the ones closest to you hurt you the most. Love is a funny thing, playing my heart like guitar strings. I don't know.
I don't know love. I don't know. I don't know love. I don't know. I don't know love. I don't know. I don't know love. I don't know. I don't.
I feel like I'm alone. I know I got a lot with me. It feels crazy right now, but right now my soul just feels so empty. I lie awake sometimes. It's hard for me to sleep. I keep dreaming bad things, feeling some things, I'm thinking some things like
I don't know love. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know love. I don't know.
I said I don't know.
So don't call me or hit my phone.
Hit my phone.
So don't call me or hit my phone. Hit my.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say. How I feel right now, I cannot explain. Scars in my brain. Scars in my brain.
Unfortunately, I have to cut this song short due to time. But you can find the song Scars on pretty much all music platforms. It will be on Izzy Is Real's EP entitled Reverse Introversion. And it features the guest I have on the show today, Cats for the Soul. But, wow, that was a dope song. Good job to you and Izzy on that song, Scars. Yes, that was really dope, really dope, really dope. Okay, now, y'all. So, I hear that they can freestyle. So, we finna test that. And if y'all are whack, I'm going to play that womp, womp, womp in the background, okay? So y'all can't be playing with my emotions or my feelings or these people's time, because this is time is money, okay? So y'all got to come correct or not at all, all right? All
right.
Those are the rules. Spit good or don't spit at all.
Let's do it. Jerry, real quick. Go ahead, Jerry.
What's a word?
A word. Jerry. Okay, so I'm going to give you surreal.
Surreal. Oh, man, I haven't heard that word in a while.
Yes.
Oh, let me see.
You're going to be surprised. Watch.
Man, you setting my expectations high. All right.
Surreal.
Surreal. All
surreal,
right.
Surreal's the word.
I'm back from 7 weeks of Toledo, and it just feels so surreal. Like, I don't know how I feel when I'm spinning on this wheel. Like, back and forth and back, and I don't know. I'm trying to wrap up my emotions, but I'm trying to open up, too. Like, open up to you. Back in the back of the room when we back in the class. Like, back with the math, and I'm not trying to go to school yet. It's September in a month, and I'm not trying to go to school yet. Not trying to be a fool yet. I got 1 year left till I got to go to college. Eating up all this knowledge, like, cupcakes folded, make a cupcake sandwich, and we take that in, and we break our sins, and we break our thoughts, and we break right into the same old prison. Like, this thing gotta tear it down, burn it down. With all arsonists trying to burn down the system, and I'm wishing it away, but that ain't gonna work. No thoughts and prayers ain't gonna work. But we trying to figure out how we do the straights and the curves and all the system. And yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
I like that. I like that.
One time.
run it back.
One time.
Run it back. What we doing now? What we doing now?
Okay, look, I think it's really hard to see in the conscience that everybody that's praying the convict, everybody want to see, but they know they convinced. Mm. Everybody's second, but the first is not me. I like to run in. I'm not that sloppy. I'm not that one dude. I know you got me. I know it's crazy because I am shining. I know that I got God behind me. Know that I am praying every day. Got a lot to say. Got a lot on my plate. Every time I try to tell you about my faith, I think it's crazy because it make me stronger. I see my sins, but it don't make me wronger. Hey. I see the things that I do every single day, and I keep trying to do it, like, every way. So I'm moving fast on life's highway, but I think that I am speeding, and I know that I am gifted. I have more than what I'm needing. I'm bleeding freedom for my people that I like to see. I try to see. I hope to see. I wish to see. Believe to see. Can't really refuse to see. Know it's the best of me. Don't take pieces of me, but take the whole and full of me. The one that's stronger. The one that's stronger. The one that has a bunch of belly aching with the hunger. The one that goes fast like it's lightning or I'm thunder. I'm not the one down under. I'm like the one that's over. I'm the one that's sober. I'm the one that's older. I'm the one that spits fire. I'm the one that's colder. Wish that you can get that type of font, but I am bolder. Wish that it's italics, but you know that I'm all over. Wish that it is crazy, but you lean it with my shoulder. Do not know that I can pick up worlds like Atlas does on top of boulders. Hey. Everybody wishes. Everybody wishes. Everybody sees my car. I speed inside ignition. Everybody sees us fast. Everybody smoking grass. Everybody wish that they could have a piece of this to grasp. But what you gotta see is I'm a prodigy, and I think honestly that I'm like Odyssey. Odysseus is moving to a travel to extremes. I'm trying to show a pain. A pain is not free. A pain is more like my experience saw me. So if you try to take that high up to a low key, see that I'm freedom. See that you freedom. See that we freedom. See that it's freedom. With the dignify, I will always fly. I am never shy. I'm trying to tell you that it's always mine, and justice is everything that I am trying to prove. So tell me what I got to lose.
Oh my.
I had to bring it back real quick.
Gosh.
I had to bring it back real quick.
Y'all, he didn't read that. I was looking at him the whole time. Jake Kess is my witness. That was all straight from the dome.
Yeah. Yo,
shout out to my brother though. He goes crazy. I'm serious. You guys need to listen to his music. He goes crazy. If you think I'm whatever, yeah, you just need to listen to him. He's good.
Man. It runs in the blood.
Yeah, it runs in the blood. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But you like, he's good, man. He got some deep stuff.
And what's your name on SoundCloud?
If you just search up soundcloud.com/jcetz, JCETZ.
Bet. And where can listeners find your music, Cats for the Soul?
If you can just search me up on CETZFORTHESOUL, Cats for the Soul, on Insta, Twitter. SoundCloud. Yeah.
Bet.
No spaces.
All right, y'all heard it here. We are all out of time for today's show, unfortunately. Thank you, Kets for the Soul, and thank you, Jay Kets, for coming in and sharing your spoken word and for letting us know about your journey. That was really dope.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
To listen to Kets for the Soul or Jay Kets music, you can find both of them on SoundCloud. If you want to support Cats for the Soul, you can follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Cats for the Soul. That is CETZFORTHESOUL. The two songs you heard today on this episode was entitled Express Yourself by NWA and Scars by Cats for the Soul and Izzy Is Real. If you want to hear this interview again along with past interviews, you can search for Express Yourself on KBOO's website at kboo.fm. For Express Yourself and KBOO Community Radio, I'm Jai. Thank you so much for listening.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. The events committee will meet on Monday, September 16th at 5 o'clock at Cider Riot at 807 Northeast Cooch Street. Red, 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 red.
And this is still KBOO Portland. It's nearly 10:29 a.m. And as I mentioned before, at 10:30, we'll hear Film at 11, where KBOO's own Jenna joins the team, along with a surprise guest, to discuss the Jim Henson Company's The Dark Crystal, the movie and now a series. That's coming up in just a minute, right after I remind you that KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Darkside Cinema. Open every night featuring independent, foreign, and art house films. The Dark Side is located at 215 Southwest 4th Street between Madison and Jefferson Avenues in Corvallis, Oregon. More information and showtimes available online at darksidecinema.com.
Special episode of Film at 11 today with Jenna, KBOO's own Jenna, coming in to talk about The Dark Crystal. And also, we were going to have a surprise. The surprise is that this guest is not showing up.
Jenna because, is our surprise guest.
Because it was Crystal from who talked about the Tolkien movie.
Dark Crystal?
Yes, our Dark Crystal. but she wasn't able to watch the... the show of a familiar problem with the movies these days, because there's so many shows and movies. But we do have lots to talk about before Jenna walks in, and she might be a little late, you know.
Well, that's all right. I think what we didn't get to do last week was talk about a couple of really special people in showbiz who passed away.
Well,